Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third, the left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny O'Brien. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Rand. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Skinner moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Skinner moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski bunts towards third. Banks picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Banks. Mazeroski moves to second. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littrell moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to third for the out. Drabowski moves to second. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Fanning and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bolger reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Nellie King now pitching. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Fanning reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Bolger moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bolger. The slide. Rand applies the tag. Bulger is out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bulger. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Speak reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morin is walked intentionally. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Dick Rand. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias strikes out. One out. Gene Freese pinch hits for Nelly King. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Bob Smith now pitching. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drabowski bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Littrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Mazeroski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Littrell moves to second. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Luis Arroyo pinch hits for Bob Smith. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Swanson now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 4 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Swanson covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Bob Will now playing center field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.